Hello, my friend. How are you? Thanks for joining us. This is Dr. KB Abraham welcoming you to Life Changers radio program. In the last programs, we were discussing healing from a biblical perspective. Now, one question that we would have is this healing only for people who are Christians or only who are followers of Christ? You know, when you study the Bible, the New Testament, in all those places where Jesus healed people, he was not discriminating. He healed people from all different backgrounds. They were not all Jewish people. Jesus himself came as a Jew. But when he healed people, healing was for everyone. Isn't that true, Pastor Singh?
The scripture declared it in Matthew 8, mm-hmm. verse 5. Jesus was entered into Capernaum, that's around Galilee area, and there came upon him a centurion. He was a Roman soldier besieging him. In other words, asking him and saying, "Lord, my servant lies at home sick of palsy, grievously tormented." And Jesus humbly and graciously said unto him, "I will come and heal him." The centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed." And he went on to say, "I am a man under great authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, go, do this, and they do it." And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of God." Jesus spoke the word, and this servant was made whole. You see, Jesus is an awesome God, very compassionate, very loving God. But you see the thing, you see, faith is the key. This man came to Jesus besieging for someone else. It wasn't his son or his daughter. The love of the centurion, he came because of a servant. And when Jesus saw that faith in that man to come on behalf of someone else, this man marveled. Jesus, this great man who has many soldiers under him, marveled Jesus. And Jesus was amazed. He said, "Go, your servant is made whole."
That's right. That's right. Again, the point is that Jesus heals anyone and everyone who calls upon him. There are many, many examples of healing in the New Testament. One that comes to my mind is that person who was near the Bethesda pool for 38 years. And that was a long period of time. We don't know exactly how old he was. He must have been about 38. But he was near that pool for a very long time. With this belief that if he is able to get into that pool and touch the water, he will be healed. But he could not because of his physical condition. And there was no one to physically take him into the pool. We were in Israel 3-4 years ago, and we visited that pool. It's amazing. It's a big pool. It is a deep pool. And it must have been so hard for him to go into the pool. Pastor, you mentioned that Jesus is all compassionate. We see that compassion at this place. Jesus came to this man, sought for him, and asked him, "Do you want to be healed?" Now the point is, in the New Testament, we have those references where people come to Jesus and they ask for healing. And then those situations where Jesus sought after people who were sick and healed them. We see both. In this particular instance, we see Jesus seeking after a man who was totally incapable, paralyzed, mm-hmm. helpless.
That's right.
And Jesus seeks after him and heals him. Now, the man who was blind in Jericho, when Jesus and disciples were passing by, this blind man by the name Bartimaeus, he called upon Jesus and said, Jesus of Nazareth, please heal me. Have mercy upon me.
Mm-hmm.
And people tried to stop him from seeking Jesus and calling out for Jesus. And they were telling him, look, he's busy. Don't bother him. But the man kept on calling for Jesus. Jesus, son of David. And he, Jesus stopped and healed this man. And so we see both, where people go after him to be healed, and then Jesus seeking those who are helpless and healing. And then we see also another thing. There were people who took sick people to the Lord Jesus.
That's right.
I'm thinking of these four guys who opened the roof of a house where Jesus and his disciples were sitting, and there was no way that they could go into the house. So they went on top of the house, removed the roof, and brought this paralyzed man. And Jesus, looking at the faith of these four men who brought the sick man and healed the man. So, you know, in all this, we are learning something. In this instance, Jesus was compassionate towards the faith of these men who brought the sick one to him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In the previous instance, the Lord went after the man who was helpless and healed him. And in the Jericho scene, he is healing this man who was persistent, who didn't want to give up. He kept begging, asking Jesus, son of David, please heal me.
Even the 10 lepers came and they said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy upon us. And one of them was a Samaritan.
Mm.
He said, go show yourself to the priests. But the Samaritan turned around, bowed his knees, and gave God the glory. So it's very important that when God heals you, he makes you whole in your spirit, in your soul, in your body. And when he heals you, it's to give him the glory. Give him the thanks. That's the way God is being glorified through Jesus. Especially you mentioned the one at the pool of Bethesda. He was looking for the water that the angel troubled for someone to put in him. But Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, through the Father, was led there, and he said, man, pick up your bed and walk. So what you said is so profound, that they came to Jesus and they were made whole, and Jesus went and sought after that man and make him whole.
Yes, that's right. Well, friend, you may not know anything about Jesus. Probably you have never read the Bible, and you may be wondering what we are talking about. We are talking about healing. And there are many, many biblical references to healing. And we believe that the Lord Jesus is able to heal people even now. He's real. He's alive. He's able to meet with you wherever you are and able to heal you of your sickness. It's possible that you may be in a place where nobody can visit you. You're bedridden. You're in hospital. And you're listening to this program. We cannot be there physically. We can pray for you, but Jesus can be right there where you are, touch you and heal you while we pray for you right from this studio. So what we would like you to do is just join us and pray with us that the Lord can heal you. Again, like we discussed before, see, healing of our souls is more important. Having Christ in our lives is more important. We would like to have this physician with us all the time. It's good to have a family doctor, a doctor within our own family. It's good to have Jesus as this great physician in our lives. So I hope you pray and ask Jesus to come into your life. And in addition, you can also pray for your healing. Whatever your need is, my friend, believe with us. Believe in the Lord Jesus and pray, and I believe the Lord will heal you. I'm going to ask Pastor Kamal to lead us in this prayer, and please join us.
Your sick in body, please lay your hands on that area. God sent forth his word and he healed them. You see, Jesus is a great physician. He was wounded for your transgression. He was bruised for your iniquities. And by his 39 stripes, you are healed. You are made whole. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, touch that person right now. Touch that back situation right now. Touch that stomach situation right now. Touch that migraine headache. Touch that diabetes right now. I command every sickness to be gone in the name of Jesus. I loose the blood of Jesus from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Be made whole in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. Now give him thanks for healing your heart. Give him thanks for healing your body. You belong to Jesus, the Prince of Peace. He's Jehovah Rapha, your healer this hour. Give him all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Friends, thank you for listening to us. This is Dr. K.V. Abraham. Let me share with you that there are a few books that you can ask for. Life Changes, a collection of 52 inspirational radio talks, and my new book, Passion for Relationships and Compassion for Self. Please write to us to get these books. And if you don't have a Bible, if you let us know, we will try to get you a Bible or at least guide you to that direction so that you will be able to have a Bible. In our next program, we will continue this discussion on healing. So please stay tuned. In a few moments, I will give you my address in India. And I hope you will take a few moments to write to us and let us know your prayer needs as well as your counseling needs. Friends, thank you for listening to Life Changers. I hope you'll take a few moments to write to us and let us know what you think about the program. You may include your questions and comments and also mention any new topics that you want me to consider for future programs. Let me give you my address, Life Changers, P.O. Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. That address again is Life Changers, P.O. Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll tune in again next week at the same time. This is Dr. K.V. Abraham saying goodbye for now. The recording engineer is Tom John.